Hello, I'm Kiran Singh, and this is simply a one-woman show on self-awareness called Live a Well-Designed Life with Kiran. I'll be talking about living a slow, simple, and intentional life in sync with the seasons, self-love and self-care, home, self-discovery, and so much more. I've devoted this podcast to share ideas, tools, and resources that will help you curate and live a well-designed life, consciously, intentionally, and wholeheartedly. A quick note, I record all of these episodes in my living room at the seafront of Hastings, so you'll hear the natural sounds like the waves, seagulls, and the wind echoing through the windows. Now, let's get started. Good morning, and happy Friday. Let me start with a quote. Becoming your best self isn't about fixing you. It's about evolving into the next stage of who you already are and living up to your potential. Let that sink in. Now, how are you? How have you been? It's been a week or two or even three since I last recorded a podcast. But it's just been life and a toothache and procrastination. My top favorite, should I say, things that keep me going. I thought I'll just pop by and share a little life update and a lesson. So, if you know me, you'll know that I'm a professional development junkie, personal development junkie. I love learning new skills. I love simplifying my life, I love improving my life, and so on. And the entire month of October, November, and December, I was very, very into it. I was all about gonna end this year good, and I'm gonna, you know, reach my goals, whatever's left, and, you know, take a stock of where I am in my life, and so on. And then I thought, when January comes, I'm going to be the same. I'm going to be a better version of me. And this is the thing. When January came, the first couple of days were good. And then it all went slow. But then also, you could say, or I could say, it's procrastination. But it wasn't. I intentionally decided to slow down. In the past few years, I've been all about hustling and, you know, making ends meet. And these were ends that actually, extra ends, which I actually didn't even need. But just hustling and doing things all the time, not taking time to enjoy the journey, but rather, you know, look for the end goal, the end result. And, you know, with that in mind, everything just flew by. The time just flew by and I'm thinking, what just happened? And then I came across this quote yesterday, which really kind of resonated with me. And it was, along with all the growth and healing, remember to give yourself time for integration, which is a fancy word for allowing shit to settle. It looks like not doing nothing. This nothing is necessary. And that really hit home. I was like, that's exactly what I've been feeling and doing. You know, as a life coach, you know, you grow and evolve all the time. You learn new things and skills to improve your own life and the lives of others. And so much more. And, you know, when you're constantly learning, you don't necessarily take in time to implement your learnings and knowledge. And, you know, sometimes you think that as a life coach, you got it all figured out. You know, we don't. I'm still learning every single day. You know, new things, new skills I thought I knew, but I didn't. Which is sometimes like a common sense. And this really comes down to the whole thing of enjoying the journey, rather looking forward to the outcome. If you enjoy the journey, you're more deeply connected with the learnings. You know, if you're just looking for the outcome, the end result, you're just going to rush through the process and you won't grow, you won't evolve. So that's really something I've been working on and I still am. If you listen to the previous version of my podcast, the previous episode of my podcast, I was talking about the whole thing of simplifying my life, which I'm always doing. It's like ongoing. But also to focus on essential. And for me, essential is getting whatever that's important done. That's my health. That's cooking. That's giving my home TLC. That's decluttering. That's working on my business. That's showing up every day and sharing inspiration on my website, kierensinguk.com, and on Instagram, and putting up inspiration and, yeah, and advice and tools and resources you can use to, you know, take your life where you need it to be, just like I've been doing with my own life. And can I just say, that's going to be an ongoing process for the rest of your life, unless you're happy to be where you are. So, and I said to myself, because last month I really felt it, I was like, oh, you haven't been that productive every day, you haven't done this, you haven't done that. And then I thought to myself, you know what, I've done whatever is essential. Whatever is important, whatever is essential to me, it's done. And as long as I get that done, I'm happy. I'm in charge. I know I can do whatever I put my mind to, but sometimes you need to be in the right mindset. And even though, yes, you can change your mind around, you know, but it's not always about your mind either. It's about your gut. How do you feel? Do you actually feel you want to do it right now in this phase of your life? And for me, it has been like, no, I'm not feeling it right now. So apart from that, I have been on and off with my health. You know, they say the healthiest wealth. I've been on and off with my health. I have been sluggish, fatigued, sleepy. And then my toothache came back. I had to pull it out last week. I'm still recovering from that. And you know, when your health isn't up to where you want it to be, obviously you won't have energy to do anything else. And, you know, you'll force yourself to do things, but then you won't be fully present. So what I realize is, as long as I do the essentials, I can be fully present despite the pain or, you know, being uncomfortable, being tired. As long as I can focus on what's important to me right now, in this day, this moment, that is what matters the most. You know, who makes these deadlines that you need to achieve this and this by this and this? You know, you make the deadlines. And, you know, life will happen. There will be times when we make plans and life happens. Just like last year. 2020 was meant to be one of the best years of Mani Kushi's life. Moving to Hastings, which we did regardless of COVID, because she was meant to have her GCSEs, she was meant to have a prom, she was actually meant to celebrate her 16th birthday in Portugal, and she was meant to attend the finals of a beauty pageant. We were meant to go Norway for Christmas. Basically, and Kush was meant to go to a summer camp with her high school friends. There were so many things we had planned, and then COVID happened, and only one thing of it happened, which was our house move, which I am eternally grateful for. If you follow me on Instagram at KierenSinguk, you'll see that I live at the seafront of Hastings. And if you can hear the noise in the background, that's probably seagulls and the waves. But what last year taught me, and I think I kind of repeat this in every podcast, in every episode, it is how when you're stuck at home most of the time and you've got an abundant stuff around you, and then you realize how little you actually use on a daily basis. So if you've been following me, you know I've been decluttering my home and my belongings for the last year and a half, 2 years, I think. And I've given away more than 50% of my
belongings, because those was all of them the kind of excessive things that it needed and stuff. Just kind of too much. But also the reason I held on to so much, I was not a hoarder. Mind you, I'm an interior designer, so I just like pretty things. I was never a hoarder, but I was brought up with the mentality that the more you have, the happier you would be. So I've been accumulating pretty things, beautiful things, making my home beautiful and stuff, because that was the way I was brought up. And then, called midlife crisis hit or something, 2 years ago, I woke up and had the realization that whatever I thought about, you know, having so much stuff that will make me look and feel wealthy, it didn't work. It wasn't real. Reality for me was less is more. And that's when I started my simplifying journey. Like I said, I gave away so many of my belongings. And it's ongoing till date. Even though before we moved, I gave away half of my belongings. And after moving, it's coming to, I think, 8 months this month. No, 10 months this month, I think. Despite after moving here 10 months ago, I have been giving away, at least 1/3 more of my belongings. Because being stuck at home last year, it made me realize that we don't even use half of our things. And I had them for the sake of it. So now, every time I do a declutter, I'm getting rid of the things I kept for the sake of it, which I know I won't be using. And I know I don't need it. So I rather rehome it so someone else can use it and get a pleasure out of it. So this is something, you know, I'm passionate about simplifying my life and getting things organized. And then it's been about money. So until I moved here to Hastings, I was managing fine, but I could do better. Moving out here was cheaper than it used to be. And I practiced my home meal prepping skills and cooking new recipes and making one meal go longer as if further than just one meal. So for example, when I make tacos, I make the rice, I make the mince, and then it's all, I make enough so it left some leftover for next day. So the next day I'll mix the rice and mince together and make like a Buddha bowl. And the third day I'll turn that into, put that into tomato soup, the garlic bread. So I'll lean with kind of, you know, don't, I wouldn't say it's frugal, but I think it's working more smarter. So it's less food waste. And, you know, it's these simple things that really adds joy to my life. And these are things I can't control right now. If I had it my way right now, I would probably be in Norway or in Seattle to see my family. I haven't been out of Hastings since August last year. And last I actually saw a familiar face as a family member was back in October. Since then, it's just been me and Cushy. I love her to bits, you know, and I feel sorry for that she's stuck at home when she's meant to enjoy her college years, but she is having online learning. You know, it's all taking its toll on everyone. And even though, you know, they say you should be strong and everything is fine, one thing I realized, you know, when you feel a little bit down or you're feeling sad or upset or whatever, for whatever reason, and people say, oh, stay strong, you'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, that's not what I need to hear right now. And this is one thing I learned quite recently. Instead of saying that everything will be fine, you're strong, blah, blah, you know, you'll get over it, you end up watching something positive to change your mindset. But you know, when we do that, we don't allow our feelings to be dealt with. We don't deal with our feelings or emotions. We just bury them under something, positivity and stuff. We don't deal with it. And we don't deal with them, with your issues or your emotions or feelings. What happens then? They build up. and they come back stronger next time. So it's important, it's crucial that whenever you're feeling low, sad, upset, lonely, whatever it is, you deal with it. Take time to dig deeper, you know, journal on it. Do things that, you know, maybe get you out of that funk, but in a way that you go through the process and not just looking for the outcome. That, oh, if I watch this, listen to this podcast, I'll feel so much better. Yeah, you might feel better, but have you dealt with the reason why you're feeling the way you are feeling? And I think in this hustle and bustle culture we're living in, it's always go, go, go for the next thing, for the next thing, without stopping up and enjoying the journey. And if you know me, I have won 13 PLUS awards, national and internationally, in the past 9-10 years. And you know, when I was in that period of time, in that phase of my life, all I did was hustling. I will jump on one project from another, do this, do that, always be on the go from morning to night. You will be sleepless nights as well, just to kind of get things done. And you know, it got me where I am today, but it doesn't mean anything to me. So all my trophies, everything I have, is put away because I was looking for external validation. I didn't believe that I was good enough, even though a part of me kind of knew, but I think it was more of my ego part than, you know, being intentionally aware of that I was good enough. So it's been a life change. Everything has been a change in my life recently, and it's kind of happening now. So I put in the work years ago, and now it's kind of putting in, you know, happening. The results are coming in, if I may say. A friend of mine, we had a chat yesterday, and I sent her some videos of my home, and I said I've been decluttering, and she's like, I'm worried you're getting obsessive about it. You know, that it's not like something that's healthy for you anymore. You'll always seem to be decluttering. And then I said to her, even though I didn't owe her an explanation, but I want her to try to understand where I come from. And this is what I said. I said, it's not an obsession. It's an awareness of who I am. As I lived my life based on other people's opinions, what they thought were good for me. And now I'm learning that whatever I was taught was wrong. Me, Karen Singh, my future self, would not like to be surrounded by so much excessive stuff, which I don't use, I don't need. My future self is happy and content with where she is and what she has, and she makes the most of it. And, you know, I'm learning to detach from things as well. And I said to her, I said, you know, it's just a journey. We're on a lifelong journey, learning about ourselves and, you know, letting go of other people's beliefs and thoughts and opinions about how we should live our life. So I said, it's not an obsession. It's just an awareness of who I am and how I want to live my life based on my views, my thoughts, and not others. So she's like, you know, I never thought of it that way. And yes, I have been watching a lot of minimalism documentaries and videos on YouTube and learning new things from there. And for me, minimalism, I mentioned before, is not about having nothing, but it's about surrounding myself with the things I love and I'm going to use and that add meaning to my life. It's simple, you know. Definition of every little word, essentialism and minimalism and so on, it's all very personal. What it means for you does not mean the same for me, and vice versa. We add meaning to our life. We add meaning to the way we live and see things. So yeah, Here I am. It's Friday morning, almost 7 o'clock. You can see the moon outside the window. You can hear the waves. It's quiet, it's peaceful. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. I'll catch up with you soon.
Well, this is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment below or go to my website kierensingh.uk.com. Also, for behind the scenes, follow me on Instagram @kierensingh.uk. Speak to you soon. Take care and bye for now.